UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome. Our topic today are the benefits of multidisciplinary care for colorectal cancer patients. Joining me in this panel discussion today are my guests, Dr. Ravi Kumar Polari. He's a hematologist, medical oncologist. Dr. Rojiman Jacob, he's a radiation oncologist. And Dr. Greg Kennedy, he's a colorectal surgeon, and they're all at UAB Medicine. Gentlemen, I'd like to start with Dr. Kennedy. Explain a little bit about the incidence of colorectal cancer and what are you seeing among providers as far as awareness and speaking with their patients about colonoscopy and informing their patients of what they need to know?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you, Melanie, for having us on. We're really honored to be here today just to talk about the program. The incidence of colorectal cancer overall has been declining for the past several decades, but it still remains the third most common cancer in both males and females here in the United States. As far as how we're addressing it in clinic, I do think that providers are more likely to talk about screening for their patients. Of course, the screening starts at the age of 50, perhaps earlier with the recent guidelines coming from the American Cancer Society for screening to start at 45, and with the best screening tool still being a colonoscopy. I do think that with our increased focus on screening, the incidence of colorectal cancer has been decreasing annually for the past several decades, actually. Now, that's, of course, has to be tempered a little bit by saying it's increasing or it's decreasing in whites. However, the African-American population, unfortunately, still remains relatively flat or increasing slightly. So we do have some disparities yet to address in our screen as well.
Dr. Jacob, you know, as people hear about colonoscopies, and we've done shows on that, so we don't need to get into some of the diagnostic criteria for colonoscopy. Tell us about some of the benefits of multidisciplinary care, because in this segment today, I have a radiation oncologist, a hematologist, medical oncologist, and a colorectal surgeon. Tell us a little bit about how this multidisciplinary care works together if somebody is diagnosed with colorectal cancer.
Thank you, Melanie. So, as Dr. Kennedy mentioned, colorectal cancer is occupies a very major part of current practice in oncology. It's a very common cancer. It's treated using three major specialties, namely surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And this is a multidisciplinary approach where all these three specialists come together. Traditionally, once the patient is diagnosed, they are seen by all these multiple physicians and specialists over a course of several days in different clinics. And oftentimes, it takes days or weeks to formulate a plan of care for these patients. So what the multidisciplinary colorectal clinic does is have all these specialists in a single setting where patients can be seen by the surgeon, the radiation oncologist, and the medical oncologist all in one visit, so that by the end of the appointment, patients can go with a recommendation for whatever treatment that they need. And oftentimes, the treatment involves care with chemotherapy and radiation, as well as surgery. So multidisciplinary colorectal care for colorectal cancer is paramount, because these patients not only need local regional therapy in the form of radiation and surgery, but they also oftentimes need systemic treatment, because these cancers have the ability to travel through the bloodstream or lymphatics to far-flung areas such as the liver or lungs?
So the multidisciplinary GI clinic at UAB is kind of a very terrific new program and actually an improvement that we were all excited about. And the primary goal is mainly to, you know, the patient experience for which the patients with the cancer of the lower GI tract, I mean, you know, so colon, rectum, and anal cancers are what the cancers we see typically in this clinic. And the best cancer care is delivered by here, the team of doctors, and not by just an individual doctor. So what we learned from our patients, from listening to them over the course of past several years, is one of the most stressful and most difficult part of their treatment once they're diagnosed with the cancer is trying to organize appointments and keep a track of all the doctor visits. So we have a dedicated nurse coordinator and who coordinate for them and streamline. Instead of having multiple office visits, especially for those patients who are coming from the long distances, the multidisciplinary approach will make less overwhelming for them so that they have this one-day shopping experience rather than a long, drawn-out process over multiple visits, sometimes even, you know, multiple weeks. So you're bypassing all of the time and essentially providing them the individualized care within a short interval of time. And it also helps with patient-centered discussion, and it fosters an open discussion to come up with this personalized solution for that particular patient. And it also serves as a good platform to discuss about if these patients are a candidate for minimally invasive surgeries or if they are candidates for clinical trials as appropriate. And also knowing that, all of us work as a team, sometimes this comforts the patient as well.
I would think it certainly does. Dr. Kennedy, tell us, expand a little bit more on what Dr. Pallori was saying as far as the management of the several aspects of care and improved coordination between providers. Besides the three of you, and now we know there's a nurse navigator, who else might be involved in shepherding this patient around?
Yeah, well, in shepherding the patient around, Melanie, it's going to be primarily the nurse navigator. However, who else might be involved in the care of the patient when they come to the multidisciplinary clinic, in addition to seeing the three of us? And by the three of us, what I really mean is a radiation oncologist, a medical oncologist, a colorectal surgeon. The three of us work in the clinic, but we work with a team. And there are several colorectal surgeons who participated, a couple of different medical oncologists, a couple of different radiation oncologists. So we're absolutely a team, and the three of us are here representing that team today. All of them are outstanding. This is a fantastic team that I think we've been able to put together. So the patient will certainly see one of the members, the three members of the team from the different specialties. In addition, the patient may be needing a genetics counseling. We'll arrange that, and we'll shepherd them to the genetics counselor. They may have some issues after treatment or during treatment with various symptoms and symptom management. They may need a nutritionist, for example, heaven forbid, a physical therapist for pelvic floor retraining, et cetera, things like that. Those are certainly all things that are available to our patients, and we're able to arrange those types of visits, even in the multidisciplinary clinic. So I think those are the types of capabilities this multidisciplinary approach, though, provides our patients, because we all come from different specialties and have our focus on different aspects of the patient, where Dr. Pallori might be focused on the medical treatment and some of the symptoms of the medical treatment. Dr. Jacob might be focused on the radiation and some of the symptom management of the radiation. And where I'm focused on the surgery and the management of the surgical complications and the management of the symptoms that are a direct result of some of the surgical interventions. So it allows the three of us to come together and look at those even after surgery, for example, after the treatment's been completed, and say, Is there something we're missing, and can we help the patient with this aspect through getting physical therapy or nutrition or whomever involved in the care?
Dr. Jacob, are there some limitations as a radiation oncologist, and I'm going to ask this question to Dr. Pelluri as well, too many specialties being involved? So if the patient is moving from chemotherapy, from medical oncology into radiation or vice versa, how are you all working together and keeping track and speak about adherence for management of all of these specialties?
So the three specialties that I mentioned have to work in unison to take care of the patients. And it has always been the case that regardless of whether we have a multidisciplinary clinic or not, these three specialties have to act in unison with a great deal of coordination. So it's been often challenging because the unified patient care requires involvement from multiple personnel, like clinical nurse specialists and a radiation therapist. So it is not just that it's just the three doctors talking to each other. So we have always taken the help of coordinators, so that a patient who goes to radiation can, for example, get concurrent chemotherapy, start chemotherapy on the same date, be monitored for chemotherapy and radiation side effects simultaneously. So all this has been going on even before the multidisciplinary clinic started, but it has often been challenging. The fact that we have a clinic now has made the process a lot easier because we have a unified coordination and a care system, which makes things a lot easier. Now, going forward, we are hoping that we'll be involving more specialists into the multidisciplinary team in the multidisciplinary clinic, which will make the coordination even more seamless.
You know, the communication between medical oncology and the radiation oncology, and also with the GI surgery, and nowadays it is, it's relatively more straightforward because we have our impact messaging system. Sometimes we talk over the phone, and there is no day that passes without me talking to either radiation oncologist, which is more common in terms of the patient's care, or with the surgeon. So we have very low threshold in talking over the phone in regarding the coordination of the care. And also our supporting staff, that includes our nurse practitioners and our nurses, who pretty much know the same supporting staff with the other disciplines, say radiation oncology or the surgery. So everyone will be on the same page for any patient-related matters.
Dr. Pelluri, sticking with you for a minute, do you have any predictors of treatment response based on these many specialties in your new multidisciplinary care clinic? How do you evaluate the impact? Because not every hospital system in the country is doing this. So what strategies are you using to see how this program works on outcomes?
That's a great question. So to begin with, you know, this multidisciplinary approach, as we just discussed, offered many benefits to both patients and also to the providers. So that includes evidence-based decision-making and shorter time to treatment and increased patient satisfaction. And at this time, our metrics are, you know, shorter times to treatment. We haven't objectified that one yet. And the patient satisfaction scores. And I have seen patients comment, when we discussed with the patients' comments were they were very happy with the current approach, where they will get, they go home after they come to the clinic with a clear plan and with the follow-ups. Everything and also the time from the treatment. Let's say if the patient was diagnosed with a cancer and he's coming from an outside state or from an outside provider, when they see us on the clinic, and if the patient needs a surgery, and I have seen Dr. Kennedy operated on that patient within a week. And this would not have been possible, outside of the multidisciplinary clinic, where the time from the diagnosis to the time to the a definitive treatment is longer compared to the multidisciplinary approach. And this was even reported in some studies previously. And so I would say the metric was going to be the shorter time to the treatment and the patient satisfaction scores.
Wow, that's fascinating. Dr. Kennedy, how about the survivorship period and the management of the several aspects of care, whether you're talking about prevention of new cancer diagnosis, surveillance for recurrence? Speak about how the survivorship is included in on this clinic.
Yeah. Survivorship is certainly a critically important part of the cancer management. So after the patient is treated, there's a number of things that we need to think about. And it comes along with some of the symptom management that I was alluding to earlier, symptoms of as a result of the treatment that they've gone through, as well as some of the prevention. You know, we know that an aspirin, for example, will help prevent recurrent polyps and perhaps decrease rates of recurrent cancer. We know that specific tests should be ordered to screen patients for development of new cancer or recurrence, and other tests really shouldn't be ordered. So it really is important to have that coordinated care. Now, to be completely honest with you, Melanie, we're at a point where we haven't really gotten into the survivorship piece as part of this multidisciplinary clinic. It's a relatively new initiative for us, only started in March of this year. This is certainly something that we are looking forward to adding in 2019, however, is really adding the survivorship piece to the multidisciplinary clinic. So thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. One other point that I wanted to bring up with regard to possible endpoints to this whole endeavor is in the context of UAB's commitment to clinical research. And you know, this is ours is a major academic institution, and we are committed to clinical research in a big way. So the multidisciplinary clinic actually provides a setting for identifying patients who are eligible for cutting-edge research. And all of our physicians and nurses and nurse practitioners are all committed to supporting clinical research. We are personally involved in a lot of clinical trial protocols, and there are new concepts that we discuss, and there are new ideas that we have come up with, which we would be testing shortly in our patients. And these are all clinical ideas which would, for example, test highly technically skilled organ-preserving surgeries or very high-precision radiation therapy protocols or highly patient-specific systemic treatment protocols. So the multidisciplinary clinic also provides the perfect setting for clinical research, and I think we will... I personally, and I'm sure all my colleagues agree with me, that putting patients on clinical research would also be a very major endpoint to testing the efficiency of a multidisciplinary clinic.
Dr. Jacob, is part of this multidisciplinary care to more effectively inform the patients about the treatments, as we talk about the ability now to really include research and survivorship? What are you seeing that the patients are feeling from this clinic?
So as Dr. Paluri alluded to earlier, we have not formally scored our patient satisfaction, but all the feedback that we have received so far is that patients are absolutely delighted for the fact that it's a very efficient way of providing care. Patients are delighted that their appointment times are very short, because patients get to see all three. Patients get to come to clinic within a week. Number two, they get to see all specialists in one day. They are provided with the opportunity to undergo special imaging studies on the same day as they are scheduled to come to clinic. And most importantly, by the end of the day, when they walk out of the clinic, they have a treatment plan ready for them, and they find that extremely satisfying.
Medicine has changed pretty drastically, I believe, in the last even 10 years. we've moved from a really a physician and surgeon-centric view to a patient-centric view. So the idea that a patient comes to my clinic as a surgeon, and then I send the patient to the radiation oncologist, who then sends the patient to the medical oncologist, that's very efficient for me. So it's a very much a physician-centered approach. What we're trying to do with this multidisciplinary approach, and I think what Dr. Jacob has said, is that we've really now taken this patient-centered approach where we recognize that perhaps it's not the most efficient way for us, the three of us, the physicians, to see patients, but it is the most efficient for the patient. Come, see all three doctors that are potentially going to be involved in their care on that one day. And that's really the goal here, is really to provide this service to the patient. And even if it means that, you know, perhaps I'm there in one day and there's 10 patients and I only have to see five of them as the surgeon, but I'm there for those five patients and I might spend, 4 hours to see those five patients. But that's okay, because it's really about the patient that's in front of us. And I think that's what we're all committed to. The whole team is committed to that approach.
That's a great point, and led me into this last question, Dr. Kennedy, was, you know, it helps the patients, obviously, because it gives them kind of a one-stop shop. But for you providers and for your whole team, is that benefit something that you see possibly growing around the country? So I would like you to wrap it up for us, Dr. Kennedy, and I'm going to ask you each to kind of give your last thoughts on this. But Dr. Kennedy, starting with you, what you would like other providers to know about referring to this new multidisciplinary clinic, why you feel that it's so cutting edge and advanced and helpful to the patients as well.
Yeah. Well, I think that the most important thing that I'd like to say to the other providers are that because a patient is seen by us doesn't mean the patient has to be treated by us. We're here to provide second opinions as well. So I don't want people to think, I don't want providers in the community to think that we're trying to take all the patients to UAB. That's not at all the point. We believe strongly that patients are best treated in their communities. And perhaps what they need at times is a reinforcement that what the doctors in their community are doing is providing the highest quality of care available. A referral to this clinic, this multidisciplinary clinic, simply may reinforce what the providers in the community are already doing. And that allows the patients to then go back to their community, get the treatment that their providers have prescribed, and see that the providers are actually providing the same care that they would get at UAB. That's really the important part for us, or one piece of it here. Certainly want to take care of patients, but we also want to help providers in the community take care of patients.
Dr. Pelluri, on to you. What would you like to send the message? Where would you like people to take from this episode, this segment, about the multidisciplinary care involved in colorectal cancer?
So the UAB Multidisciplinary Colorectal Cancer Clinic, and, you know, as Dr. Kennedy mentioned, it is a dedicated one-stop care for these lower GI cancers. And this approach is primarily a patient-centered. So this is essential in deliver optimal patient care. And this is considered to be one of the key elements of high quality care. And the aims that are being accomplished is to provide comprehensive evaluation and provide them individualized treatment plans. And this happens after incorporating all the resources, such as, you know, the resources that are available in a tertiary referral center like ours for diagnosis, treatments, and research.
Dr. Jacob, last word to you. What would you like the listeners to take away from this segment? And what a fascinating segment it is. What a remarkable center you have all set up. And I know it's going to be beneficial for the patients. So, Dr. Jacob, last word to you.
Thank you, Melanie. I want to echo both Dr. Kennedy's and Dr. Pelluri's sentiments. This multidisciplinary clinic is solely meant to be helpful to the patient and to the referring physicians in the periphery, where we would like patients to go back and get their treatment as much as possible. And that would be, I would say, 90% of our patients seen in the clinic. The clinic also In the off chance that patients need more specialized care, be it due to their advanced nature of cancer or their rarity of disease, we also want it to be the setting where we can provide a cutting-edge technology and also research which can only be offered in a very highly specialized tertiary clinic like ours. So this not only provides the opportunity to provide a second opinion for patients, but also gives the opportunity for them to have the option of maybe partaking in a clinical trial, which may not be possible in the community setting.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. What an absolutely wonderful segment. Thank you for sharing your expertise, explaining the benefits of multidisciplinary care for not only colorectal cancer in this case, but really how it might work around the spectrum and for all types of cancer. And thank you for all the great work that you're doing. A community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.